This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day.
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be there in an
hour. All right, indeed. Glad to have you along for the ride with us today. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope continues to enjoy a week off. Hopefully not dragging his children around in an RV to watch curling. Nate Geary is here to fill in for Mike again today. And, of course, Zach Jones is here. We'll talk with Trevor Sikkema about the NFL draft. Looking forward to that at 4 o'clock. And in otherwise spend a lot of time, I think, poring over Bills moves that could, should, wishful thinking moves, whatever it is. We'll pour over some of that. There is some news pertaining to that we'll get to in a second here. Four Nations Faceoff, we're one day closer to that. Quinn Hughes is still in Vancouver, as far as I know, which is, I don't think, great news. But, you know, I get why he doesn't want to come. I'm not sure why the U.S. hasn't been able to find a way to make somebody seem like they're sick so he could come and play. But, you know, nonetheless, not my choice. Those guys were chosen for a reason. So, you know, it might be a lot to ask for somebody to pretend they're ill so they don't get to play against Canada. Like,
yeah.
Right? That doesn't seem like a fair thing to do to, like, Jake Sanderson. That's the guy that took McAvoy's spot. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's a real good player. He's not Quinn Hughes. But he's a real, you know, real nice player. But nonetheless, the U.S. has gotten where they've gotten without Quinn Hughes. So, you know, they lose McAvoy. They gain Sanderson. You know, it's not an equal swap, but as we'll have to live with it. I don't know, man, like how much – I don't want to spend a lot of time here with you on it. Tomorrow, I think, will be a day to really talk about this game, but you're not here tomorrow. This is the biggest hockey game for you since when? Since the Sabres were in the playoffs? Like, or is that overstating it? Like, do you consider a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals a big hockey game for you?
Nah, not for me. I especially over the last, I don't know, I guess we'll call it decade – NHL playoffs have become like I'm out at the bar, I'll catch some of the game after a round of, you know, 18 holes going up to like it's not appointment television for me any longer. It just, and it's not because I don't like watching hockey. It's because watching the level, the skill, the entertainment value. I found myself feeling this exact same way when I started watching some of these Four Nations games. It to me, reveals the depth or the existence of how wide the gap is of where the Sabres are and where everyone else is. And I think that's what's made it really difficult for me, wanting to watch the Stanley Cup, wanting to watch all these teams who the Sabres play elevate themselves, their game, the physicality. It's the playoffs are a very different game holistically. It's just a it's a different product in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And watching that product after having watched the Sabres product is a very difficult, disturbing, depressing, just it's really hard to feel like I'm gonna saddle up and watch, you know, 2.5 hours of this. I can't get myself to do it. And yeah, it's Sabres' fault.
Yeah.
It's really where what it comes down to. So, you know, I found myself doing, and now that I'm a New York Knicks fan, and I have always had a love for NBA basketball, now that the Knicks are relevant, it makes it very easy for me to just watch the NBA playoffs instead, because I'll watch the Knicks and have a rooting interest. It's just, I'm the kind of sports fan that I have a very tough time going, well, my team's out of it. Who am I going to rally behind and root for? It's just like these colors don't bleed. You know, like I can't easily just say, oh, I really like the Avs. I'm going to be an Avs fan. And then that's going to get me to watch these games. It's just, so yes.
Yeah.
Bring it around.
Right.
Yeah, I would say it's the biggest game since the Olympics when it mattered. And Miller was there and there was, like,
right.
That's probably it. Seriously. How long ago was that?
That's 2010.
I was a senior in high school. So, thanks.
And the Sabres were only in the playoffs the year after that.
Yeah.
That's the last time. So, I mean, it goes. So, game seven against the Flyers the spring after that, after those Olympics, is the last playoff game the Sabres have played. So, yeah, it does. I don't want to bring everybody down. And again, I may get more into this tomorrow. I'll be flying solo, a couple of guests booked for Thursday and Friday. But I think. It does. Anytime your hockey curiosity, whether it's something trips a wire for you, you think like, man, that's a really big hockey game. I can't wait to watch that hockey game. I think for many fans here in Buffalo, it sort of circles you back to. It's hard to not get depressed about the state of things here because, like, I don't know how to forecast it changing. You know, like, I usually, as these years are unfolding, can sort of, you know, well, you know, this guy's coming and that guy's coming and, you know, I got things to be excited about. And boy, Devin Levi looks like one of the best goalies in the AHL. Like, there's stuff that you can do and focus on to get you in a more positive headspace about the future. And I just, you know, we've been doing that for more than 10 years. I don't know if we were doing it at the outset of what has become this 14-year playoff drought, but we sure as heck have been doing a lot of it, you know, for many, many years of it. And it just sort of feels out of, you just like, I don't even know how to invent the idea that there's hope. It just seems so far gone. And I think in reality, it's not, but I just feel buried. I cannot see even a sliver of light out there. So
no.
That's tough. Because, you know, this market deserves a team to be proud of. You know, I really believe this is one of the best hockey markets in the United States. I think we care about this sport deeply.
Yes.
We play it. Our kids play it. We take a lot of pride in teaching our kids, you know, how to do it, what we think is, you know, the closest way to the right way or whatever it is. And to have the Sabres be in the state they're in, I mean, it's just really, really tough. I'm watching, in part, this tournament through the eyes of my 23-year-old son, Owen, who played hockey at a very high level. Not the highest, but, I mean, he had a hell of a ride, took us on a hell of a ride. And he's reacting to this like someone who's never seen it. Because guess what? He hasn't.
That's why.
You know, yeah. he was 6 years old when Miller was competing for a gold medal in 2010. You know, he's a full grown adult dude now, and watching these games with him is pretty eye opening. I got to say, because it's just and I don't know how much he is really dug in on USA versus Canada per se. It's more just marveling at the skill and the talent and the intensity of what you're seeing. And you just have not seen a game you're emotionally attached to in your lifetime if you're a kid like him or a man like him now. And like saying, you know, say close for you. There's a whole generation of people. I don't want to get all dramatic about losing a generation, but, man, it's just really, really tough. But anyway, I just wanted to get that just before we dive into football here, because we're going to have a mostly football-centric show here. I've been spending some time today, thinking about the Bills and thinking about the offseason. And I have the salary cap page from SpotTrack open on my browser every day, and I've been looking at it. And, you know, I cut this guy, move this guy, restructure that guy, dead cap hits, like all this different stuff. And it's, you know, it's mostly minutia. It's not stuff that makes for good talk show conversation necessarily. But I came across a tweet from our mutual friends. I think you know more of the people over at Cover One than I do. Mm-hmm. But the one of the Cover One accounts commented on the salary cap page of the Bills and how, like, the high end of it, there's more guys there that you are disappointed about that you could argue are being overpaid than there are guys that you're going like, oh, good, I'm ready to move forward and keep going with these guys. And that's a pretty tough place to be. You know, we got news today. They are – the cap is going up. Do you remember offhand? I should have Googled this before we started talking and put you on the spot to ask. When the cap was – announced to be going up last offseason. There was surprise about that. I remember Brandon Bean feeling like, oh, we just got a gift. I don't remember how much it went up when that was announced. And not that this year's increase, which is expected to be somewhere between $22 and $26 million now, you know, has to be incrementally or in any way different than how it was perceived last year. I don't feel like it went up much more than that last year.
I don't think so either. I can't exactly. I think it was something in the 30s.
Okay.
If I'm recalling.
So,
and there had been this idea that it was going to start to kind of taper off because it was 3 years ago that it was like 50 million. Like, it's a big jump. The new TV deal's hitting.
Yeah.
Like, the NFL's getting a whole bunch more. I didn't get the sense that, like, as we were going to get closer and further away from that, like, it was just going to kind of taper and maybe it goes up 10 here, another 20 here. I think I saw Greg Thompson say it went to, like, 281 and change, and, like, he was kind of hopeful for 283, but that 281 is still a nice jump.
Right. So with that in mind, like...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The bills, and so there's extra money, but guess what? And I don't know, maybe this is a surprise to some people. They're still over the cap, even with the new money added in. Right? If it's going up $22 million, the Bills still have work to do to get under the cap, which is, you know, not uncommon for a contending team. Certainly, it's not an ideal place to be as you're going, you know, setting out to try to plug holes in your roster and find ways to make yourself even better than you've been. I mean, it's hard to improve on getting to the AFC title game, but we know what needs to be done, I think. I think we know at least what we'd like to see done. You know, additions to the defense make this thing harder for Patrick Mahomes to function against you. I just wonder, with the cap going up as much as it is, but the Bills still having all this work to do, just how realistic it's going to be for them to really find difference-making players. Like the way some fans, and even the way we talk in here, I think it's like, okay, I need an edge guy. I need a difference-making edge guy. I need a guy in the middle of my defensive line to pretty much maybe replace Daquan Jones, help Ed Oliver out. I need a corner and maybe a safety. And that's a lot. Like, that's a cart full of stuff. And I'm not even talking about the offensive side of the ball. So, like, it can cut both ways. Like, I wonder, you know, free agency is one area, and I would expect the Bills to do a lot of kind of what they've done in the last few years, which is find journeyman, yeah, defensive tackle, defensive lineman types, maybe hybrid types like DeJuan Smoot, to come in on relatively inexpensive contracts and hopefully contribute significantly. But that's not a difference-making player.
Right.
I've got the draft, and if, you know, the Bills hold on to all of their picks, okay, they've got a healthy allotment. They've got 2 second rounders. They don't have a third, but still, 3 picks in the first 2 rounds is a nice place to be. But are you getting one of those spots I just mentioned on defense filled capably? Are you hoping to fill more than one? I just don't know how realistic that is for the Bills. You, yeah, know, teams do it. Philadelphia had starting players in the secondary, not all year. DeGene took a little while to ramp up, but,
yep,
by midseason, like, he was a starting nickel for them and made a difference. Mitchell, same thing,
yep,
on the back end. So, like, it can be done. But I think we can sort of, I can feel the fan base. I can feel even myself sort of falling into this, well, I just got to do what the Eagles did.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's a much easier said than done.
That took, yeah, years, yeah. And there were some risks involved, too, right? I mean,
they took
some players. Jordan Davis, specifically, that's a guy I might guess. I'm just guessing the Bills would have not touched with a 10-foot pole because of character issues.
They are also, I think I saw something that, in terms of teams with the most deferred money and void years, mm-hmm, on contract, is the Philadelphia Eagles. So, not the New Orleans Saints, by the way. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. The only difference is the players that they have deferred money on are all young and performing. And it's the opposite in New Orleans. They're old and not, and they're mm-hmm, shot. So they're picking their window. What's the saying? The roosters are gonna, the I don't know, I think it's from the Water Boy. Maybe the mama says something like, you know, the roosters are coming to crow, but that wasn't their, whatever. Regardless, eventually.
Sorry to be of no help to you there.
Yeah, you right over.
Just blank stare.
There will be a time when A.J. Brown and all these great young players that they have a bunch of deferred money
where they're not going to be able to continue making that roster better. The Bills have been kind of in the middle on it. They haven't been super aggressive. They haven't deferred a ton of money down the road. I guess I look at this year, and I do wonder what the line is for Brandon Bean to get to a place that says, we're all in. Because they haven't done that yet. They have not gone all in. The closest we've gotten is them signing Von Miller. But that's one move. I don't know that I view a one move to a great roster already as an all-in proposition. The all-in is, here is all of my chips to the center of the table. If we don't make it, it might really come back to haunt us.
There's all in where you're financially committing big money to an older player. Miller is 36 years old now, so 33 when you sign him. And that is those are significant financial resources, but it has nothing to do with continuing to replenish your roster in the draft. Whereas this offseason, I know a way to find at least one difference maker and not taking a chance on a draft pick panning out, and that's to make a trade involving a few of my high-end assets. That kind of all-in, that is your you-know-what hanging out the bus window.
Because that is...
Not only better this player that we're getting work out and stay healthy and impact us, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, whomever, right? That guy better smash. He better stay on the field.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna cost us $30+ million a year on average to have this guy on our team. He better smash and stay on the field. And we better win, because we are sacrificing 1, 2, 3, depending on who we're talking about, pretty premium assets that could replenish your roster in the long term. I don't know how realistic it is to have them have immediate impact, and that's the dilemma I think we're going to find ourselves in. And there, I think, are arguments to be made on both sides. The risk is inherent on either end. Draft picks, okay, well, Kyrie Elam was a first-round pick. He can't even get a uniform. Cole Bishop couldn't displace Damar Hamlin or Taylor Rapp this year. My hopes are still high for him, but that was not a great start to his career, that he couldn't get on the field in place of Hamlin here. So, those are high picks that have not hit yet. And so if I rely on that, I might miss, I might take time. But if I go the other route and I don't have the cheap, quote-unquote, cheap labor of draft picks impacting my roster, and I've gone all in for a trade, man, that guy better work out or I'm in real big trouble.
So, by the way, they would, according to this, like to be referred to as a Bulldog's bullpen, which is the people in the chat.
What is? Oh, I see.
In YouTube, it was the.
I'm not sure we're sanctioning that name yet. But,
oh, I mean, okay. That was an official workshop.
I guess
I did just workshop.
I mean, it's their thing. I guess they can really do whatever they want.
Right. You don't necessarily.
Get to say. Yeah, that's probably right.
But
I will step aside. I didn't mean for my ego to get in the way. Go ahead, please.
They did. I should have known, and they immediately would figure out what the saying was, but it was, the chickens are coming home to roost.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that.
I started with rooster. That was my fault.
Yeah.
I threw you off.
Yes, you did.
It's not a good co-host partner there. Butchering the saying and then expecting you to be able to fix it and then say it properly.
Attaching it to a movie I've never seen.
Yeah, which is
tough.
A totally other thing that you have not, seen The Waterboy. Anyways, I guess this could just be a question for people, is what's your definition of all in? Because what I believe right now, if the Bills completed a trade that wouldn't be ready until the start of the league year, but they agreed to terms today, it got announced, Adam Schefter, the Bills and the Browns agree to a deal. The Bills are trading this year's first, a second, next year's first, and something else to the Browns to get Myles Garrett. Would you view that as all in?
Yes, I think I would.
I think so too, but I'm not totally convinced that one player, it's the same thought process I had with Vaughn. It's a move. This is a more dramatic move because of what it will take to land said player. It's not just, hey, we're going to sign to a contract and we're going to outbid the other people. It's, I'm going to send a lot of assets and I'm also going to sign this player, and this may not allow me to make a lot of other moves. Where I might view, don't know. I guess it just really depends on what people's definition is of all in. Because I think I might view all in, I think I might view that as a layer, the Garrett trade. Mm-hmm. But I think an all in move is that's the first thing, and then there's corresponding moves next to it. Like, hey, here, let me give you my definition. The Bills make that trade. Let's just say whatever the assets required, we're it's a lot. And the Bills extend him and push all of that money out. And it's basically a 7-year deal. There's 4 void years, no real cap implications this year, next year, or the following. And then they go out in free agency and then go sign another defensive tackle and, you know, a starting safety. They go and get Javon Hot. Like, that to me is all in. Mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. We're going to make this big trade, and I'm also going to structure this contract to allow me to continue adding to make this team great right now.
Yeah.
I think if there's a time, it's got to be now. What are you going to wait till Josh is 31, 32?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I wake up in the morning, my knees hurt. I'm 33. I have not taken the hits that Josh Allen has. Like, the chickens might be coming home to roost soon on Josh Allen.
There it is.
So, like, I just, like, 29, 28, whatever Josh is, if you're going to do something, if you're going to be crazy and take your, you know, Prince Fielder swing at this, where you swing as hard as you can.
Just go. You got to go.
This feels like, why wait till next year? Like, why not do it right now?
Well, folks, what say you? What? How do you define all in, and do you want the Bills to be all in? Look at that. Nate Geary just teed us up for the whole day. Just like that.
Yeah.
It's magic sometimes.
It really, truly is.
How's the chat reacting to your vest choice today, by the way?
You know, I wasn't going to bring it up because I didn't want them to. But the chat bullied me out of wearing my normal weekly vest that I wear over my actual outfit. So I swapped the vests out. So, you know.
Don't call what you're wearing an outfit. 803-0550 is the number. I don't know. It's just it's a Jason Isbell song, the outfit. 803-0550 is the number. I digress, as always. What is all in? Do you want the Bills to be whatever your version of all in is? Nate just laid it out for you there. Like a big trade for a defensive end is, you know, it's in.
It's a start.
Is it all in?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Nate's in for Mike. I am the Bulldog. Trevor Sikkema on the NFL draft in about 40 minutes or so. Lots of time for your calls, so let's fill them up and start picking them up and putting them down here on WGR.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.